Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Well, good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour, and we hope you are okay. And there we go. I can hear myself. Hope you're going to be in a home before Christmas so you can celebrate Christmas by your own hearth or by your own living room or sleeping in your own bed or whatever you're going to do. But you can be in the home before Christmas. Matter of fact, we just put a client in the home that we may. Are we trying to scheduling to get that closed?
No, will not close. We will close, I think, January 5th.
January 5th.
Like that. Yeah, not going to make because she's getting a loan. If you're not getting a loan, we can absolutely do it by Christmas. But if not.
If not, it's going to take a
while.
Yeah,
if you're getting a loan, it's a little tough because typically they need about 30 days to process everything.
Yep. So I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
We are two hardworking realtors with Keller Williams Realty. We're in the studio live now, January. Christmas Day, we will probably not be here.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out if KSRO is going to be playing
music
or some kind of Christmas special something.
Or a Warriors game or whatever. But
there is a Warriors game, but not at the Real Estate Hour time.
But we will probably not be here. Matter of fact, I'll say we're not going to be here.
No, we definitely won't be here, but we could have a pre-recorded show if they're going with regular programming.
Yeah, and if they're just doing Christmas things, which I think they do all. They do the steamroller, then. What is that called? The something steamroller? Or they do
Mannheim.
Mannheim steamroller. Yeah, they do that. So I think that's going to be Christmas Day.
I have no idea.
So we probably won't be here anyway. But we're here now.
And if you're on Facebook Live watching us, we look a little funny.
We have reindeer things on.
We've got our Christmas, and you know it's kind of funny because before we started doing Facebook Live. We would still stand here in our funny.
No. I'm sorry. You do that, but I don't do that.
No, we do have some pictures from years past where we had our little Santa hats but now you can actually see us.
Okay. Well, we actually are going to do some real estate today, but before we're going to have a little bit of fun also.
Yes.
So if you're on Facebook Live, you can see we have the Christmas Story board game, which was given to us by listener Renee. And Renee's a big fan of the show and found this for us at a secondhand store, and there it was, the Christmas Story. I didn't know there was a board game for the Christmas Story.
If you're a Real Estate Hour listener long time, you know whose favorite movie this is.
That's right.
It's Mike Kelly's favorite movie. Yeah. It's actually all, you know, when my kids were growing up, this was, you know, it was on, you know, I don't remember what channel it was, but they had it 24/7.
They still do. Still do.
You know, no matter what time of the day, I'd walk in and we'd just sit and watch a part of
TBS
it.
TBS is TBS?
TBS or TNT.
Yeah. Well, we
like it.
Yeah, we like it. So we're going to have a little bit of trivia later on in the show. But before we do that, 9:15, we're going to have a gentleman who has a company called?
It's CaliforniaChristmasLights.com.
Yeah, very cool.
And it is. It's great. You know, you can go to any county. And I mean, actually, if you have a Christmas light display that you're very proud of and you think is worthy, you can actually enter photos and enter them onto this website. And he'll decide if it's worthy of being put on there. There's that great one on Cielo Circle that's actually on the website in Rohnert Park. They do every year.
Oh,
and
that
I
one's
think
crazy.
It probably takes them, you know, 6 months to put it together. It's ridiculous. Yeah. There's so much
that
stuff.
You have to park 6 blocks away from it to see. But it really is pretty spectacular.
It's amazing. There's a really crazy, I don't know what the term is. But anyway, there's a really big one in Novato.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. But there's, we have Christmas Tree Lane here in Santa Rosa, which has been a standard
Walnut
for
a
year.
Walnut Avenue has a
Walnut
great one.
Walnut Avenue off of Sonoma Avenue is a great one to go to. But he'll be on the show here about 9:15, and we'll chat about some goodies with that. And then we're going to have Otto come on, Otto Kobler, and he's with Summit Funding.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the manager over there. He's going to come on and talk about the new conforming loan limits, which we're going to see,
yeah,
and which are changing for January 17, and we'll see how that's going to come about. Mm-hmm. So we'll chat about that, interest rates, where they're maybe going. The Fed is talking about, for sure, you know, have a, I think, a quarter point, which is like 25 basis points for next week. But we'll see how that shakes out and see if that what that's going to do to interest rates. Right now, Wichita will probably quote, their rates are about 4.25%.
They are, yeah, which, you know, really in the grand scheme of things is actually a really good rate. You know,
it really is a good
rate. We were looking at 3.25, you know, a year ago or less than a year ago. So now we're going, oh, my gosh, it's up to 4.25. But, you know, really in the grand scheme of things, you know, it is a great rate still.
Yeah, yeah. And then the lower the rates, the more you can qualify for a home. And, and with our affordability, you know, pretty much going down the drain, you know, right now our median home price is about 575. It's still hard to qualify for that. So every low interest rate we can get our hands on is better.
Yeah.
You know, especially a lot of you folks that are qualified real tight, and we've talked about this on the show before. If you were qualified 6 months ago, you better get requalified.
Yeah, even, you know, less than 6 months ago. If you were qualified and it was in the 3.65 is what it was for a while, it really could make a difference in what you should be looking at and as far as, you know, what loan you can get. Or how much of a loan you can get. So it is important to go talk to your lender again.
Right, right. So the how do people get a hold of us here?
You can give us a call here on the show, 707-636-1350. That's 707-636-1350. NoDumbQuestion@gmail.com is a great way to get a hold of us during the show or throughout the week. We answer a lot of questions that are never dumb. Because there are no dumb questions
in real estate.
So NoDumbQuestion@gmail.com. Watch us on Facebook Live during the show, and that is the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, and we are live right now on Facebook. If you missed the show, you can go back and watch it on Facebook. You can also listen to it. In its full glory and the way it's supposed to sound on KSRO, and you can go to KSRO.com and there's a podcast there of all the shows. And you can, you know, you missed last week's show or you missed some information, you missed a phone number. You can always, of course, give us a call, but also you can go to the podcast and listen to it again.
Sure.
Or Facebook.
You can. So I'm going to kind of go over some numbers for you because we didn't get a chance to. I actually left my binder at home last week.
Oops.
Again?
What's that?
Again?
No, I said last week, not this week. I got right here.
Yeah, hang on because I think you're.
My do what?
Your glasses. I don't see your.
Oh, where are my glasses? Something's. Is that. Who's buzzing?
Getting a phone call.
That's probably that gentleman trying to call. Nobody knows the call on the hotline. We're talking about the median home price, and it went up again. You know, it's up about 9%. The interesting thing is that the homes that are for sale are up 15%, which is kind of interesting. So the price, you know, people are still pricing pretty aggressively because of the shortage of inventory. And you pulled the numbers today on actives.
I did in Sonoma County we have 568 active.
Yep.
Showable, you can write an offer on it today if you want to. Listings, so 568, 53 additional listings are condos, and then I pulled up multi units today because I'm actually looking with some clients for multi unit. There's only 25 across the board in Sonoma County, 25 multiple units. So there's not very much, and we've pretty much seen everything that's out there. So if anyone has a duplex, triplex, fourplex that they're thinking about selling, we'd love to hear about it. a little plug. In Marin, we always look at Marin too, and the numbers are, I mean, boy, we don't have inventory here. Marin only has 198 active, showable, you could write an offer on it today, yeah. listings, 65 condos, and then they only have 7 available multi-units.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know, it's very crazy in Marin County. It's even crazy up here, but we've gotten lower before. We've gotten down to 400 active listings.
It's about what it was last week. I think it was like 568, around that, or 67, somewhere around that last week.
And this is the time when most people do not put their homes on the market. This next 3 months are the times when we sell the less properties. You know, we have less inventory on the market.
Yeah.
And is my antlers just falling?
Their antlers are falling down.
Sorry, my antlers.
It's important that you have your antlers on.
I'm having a wardrobe malfunction.
Hey, you know, I know we need to take a break and then we're going to, but just real quick before we move on, that you said people don't put their houses on the market and we're slow. We don't sell as many homes, but we've got a lot of buyers actively looking for real estate right now. So just because typically people don't put their homes on the market in the winter time, it doesn't mean your home won't sell. I'm competing against multiple offers on homes right now. Okay. I've got buyers looking every day for a new property to come on the market. Yeah. It's a little crazy.
Mike.
So put your house on the market now. You don't necessarily need to wait. It depends on what.
Okay. Thank you for that. We got the message. Jeez, I was just making a point. So we're going to take a break and come back with our...
What point were you making?
With our California Christmas tree lights.
I was making a point. Okay, we're going to take a break.
I'm going to make a point. Yes, take a break and we'll come back, Joe. This is Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
We'll be right back after these words.
The Robert Dobby Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Should you be addressing one of those questions you're afraid to ask? Is my retirement plan in good shape or am I in trouble? With people living longer and longer these days, what is the best plan for you to not outlive your retirement income? Local financial advisor Pat Petucci will discuss questions like those and other timely financial issues as he hosts Your Financial Life every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, here on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We're back. Mike Kelly, it's the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM, and KSRO.com. Now we're also broadcasting video live on Facebook, and people can get that.
Yeah, visit our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on Facebook.
And we're delighted to have a gentleman on here who has a great company. And it's cool because, you know, you always want to know, where's the best Christmas tree displays? Where's the
Christmas
best
lights.
Christmas light display? Well, they have Christmas trees in front of
them. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. And so we found this site. We posted on our Facebook last week. But we have Alex on the line. Alex, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. What a great, idea. Tell us how this all came about.
Sure. And the first thing I do want to correct you on, and I apologize for putting it in that respect, it's not a company. What I do is strictly, completely volunteer and basically a one-man show.
Wow.
So it's something that I started back in 1999. I lived down in the San Francisco Bay Area in Livermore. Uh-huh. And a few years before that, when we moved our family from San Jose to Livermore, we relied on the local newspapers to try to find the best Christmas lights to take our kids to go see.
Sure.
Well, the newspaper, you know, listed addresses, and you had no pictures, you had no idea of what you were getting into, and sometimes you'd show up at a really, really great display, and other times you'd show up and see two strings of lights, and that was it.
That's funny.
So early December 1999, I had this idea. Since I was running a web design company anyways, why not put up a website that started listing the best Christmas lights in the Tri-Valley, Livermore, Pleasanton, Dublin?
Sure.
And then over time, it started to grow. I'd get requests from people in Walnut Creek, San Francisco, can you add me? Santa Rosa, can you add me? Windsor, can you add me? And it eventually blossomed all the way up to Lake Shasta, all the way down to the San Diego area. So
wow,
California
wow,
Christmas lights has grown from, say, about 20 houses to about 400 houses right now.
Nice.
Wow. That's amazing. So what is your criteria? Because you're right. I mean, you go to a house and there's two lights, and you kind of go, what's with that? Because you know, I've seen some properties where they say it's this great display, and I go there, and I just kind of go, really? Seriously?
This is it. I parked and walked for
yeah.
this.
So how do you what is your criteria?
Usually it is strictly just my opinion. People send me pictures, they send me videos, and I kind of judge the quality. Is it something that I would take my family to go see? And the criteria can actually be a little bit different depending on where you are. So, for instance, Alameda, the city of Alameda, has this really old historic district called Thompson Street, and those houses don't have millions and millions of lights, but they're all very, very well decorated and very classy looking.
Sure, sure.
But up in your area, you guys have a couple of really fantastic displays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about the one in Rohnert Park on Cielo Circle has been around.
That thing is incredible. You have to park. I mean, I figured you'd probably say, okay, show me your PG&E bill. I mean, that would probably be a good criteria, you know, to pick. But in our area, you're right, because we have an area called Christmas Tree Lane, and it was built back in the 50s. And it's a classic kind of, you know, older style. They don't have the pulsating computer lights, all this kind of stuff. But it's like some people took plywood and they made characters, and they've had the same characters put on their lawn forever. And the lights are not that dramatic, but it's great.
It's classic.
And the whole neighborhood does it, which is very cool.
Right, and that's one of those areas that I call on my website a walking neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
nice.
Where you really want to get out of your car and spend the time looking at the displays close up. So one of the things that I've done over the years on the website, and let's get back to this Cielo Court for just a second.
Yeah.
This is their last year.
Oh, really?
According to Mr. Weaver, this is it. They were the 50,000 grand prize winner on ABC's Great Christmas Light Fight a couple of years
that's
ago.
Right. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But as long as they've been putting this up, they've said that this is it. And so on the website, it even tells you that it's their very, very last year. But on the website, I do classify all of the different homes and areas and displays. Some of them, I give them the most coveted label that's a must-see house, something that I feel that in that community, if you're going to go to the one house in that entire community, this is the one to go to. There are others that are listed as walking neighborhoods where, again, you want to get out of your car and spend some time up close. I also categorize houses that have things like synchronized light shows, FM broadcast.
Oh, my gosh.
And really popular the last couple of years are the virtual Santa, which is a projected Santa Claus type of imagery that you can see from outside of the house. And really popular now, aerial drone footage. So I include houses that have submitted aerial drone footage, so you can go and search on the home page of the website for things like must-see houses,
sure,
houses with aerial footage, things like that.
So now, in Sonoma County, how many I don't know if you can say this off the top of your head, but how many walk-through neighborhoods do we have?
About two, really. A lot of the neighborhoods are just, and the displays that are there are just simply one house in a particular neighborhood that stands out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know we have probably that Walnut.
There's Walnut.
Walnut Court, which is off of Sonoma Avenue with the whole street.
Right.
It's really, really delightful. And then Christmas Tree Lane is the other one I can think of.
Yeah.
And then you have these individual houses that are just kind of crazy. So the drone footage. So now give us the website address again.
Sure. It's CaliforniaChristmasLights.com.
Okay. Then they can go in there and actually see drone footage of the neighborhood, how it looks.
Yes. The house. So, for instance, if you're on the home page of the website, down towards the middle, you can go to an area that's called Quick View, and you can select a heading there that's called All Listings with Aerial Drone Video. And what the database does is it then only displays the houses across the entire state that have submitted aerial drone footage.
Wow, cool.
So let's take a quick look. For instance, I'm going to click on that right now. I'm going to click on View, and I'm looking to see what we have. And really nothing in Sonoma, Marin County. Looks like the nearest ones with some aerial footage is going to be in Fairfield, down here in Livermore, Pleasanton, and San Francisco.
Right.
So, but again, as the whole concept of drones becomes more popular, and a lot of these displayers, and these are phenomenal people that I've gotten to meet a lot of them over the years, but as they take in the concept of drone footage, it adds a whole new element to how a house looks.
Yeah, we use that in our marketing for our properties.
Exactly.
And we use drone footage quite a bit, but it's pretty remarkable. It'd be great when you consider it, especially for a walkable neighborhood, to take a drone through that area and show what's there.
So, as a matter of fact, your real estate profession actually, I want to say, kind of took off, a play on words, I guess, took off the whole thing on drone footage and started using it before the term drone even became popular.
Right, exactly.
You guys were already doing that kind of stuff to showcase the homes that you're selling.
Yeah. We use anything to sell properties. Yeah. No, and we use.
And
it,
then we got in trouble for it for a little while, and then I think as far as them saying no, you have to have a pilot do it.
It got a little crazy,
but yeah.
So the criteria once again. Now, do you talk to these people? How long does it take someone to put together a tremendous house like the one on Cielo? Does it take 3 months?
Oh, that one there probably takes them a couple of months to put up with a crew of people. So, you know, there are some displays where it's a one-man outfit and they might spend 20, 30, 50 hours putting it up. Others spend over 100 hours. And in some of the larger displays, they have to get families and friends and relatives to help them put it up.
I mean,
look at all the plywood that they're using there in Rohnert Park. I mean, that's just, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to put up.
Yeah,
it's
we kind
fantastic.
Of wonder, like, where do they store it? It's not all fitting in their garage, but it's pretty remarkable. Do you ever talk about what the utility bills cost? I remember one time there was a really neat one over on Creekside, and the man quit doing it. But he looked just like a guy who would do it. He's a short, little, cute, little fat guy, and he did this tremendous.
Like Santa, you mean?
But everything, like Santa, but everything was animated, and he did a tremendous job. And I asked him, I saw him one day in front. I said, "What is your utility bill?" He goes, $926 a month.
for that era.
You ever talk to them about what it really cost them?
I have, and a lot of people are very open about how much it costs them. A personal experience. I have a display that's fairly well known down here in Livermore, and at the height of when incandescent lights were popular and LEDs were not yet available, my utility bill was up to $800 just for December. So, PG&E was making a mint off of me and a lot of other people.
Yeah, they love it.
But
that.
Now with LED, sure. I have 5 times as many lights as I did back then, and my utility bill is only $400.
Wow.
Nice. So, yeah, LEDs have made quite a difference. Yeah. One of the other things that has made a difference are the synchronized light shows.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, there's thousands and thousands of lights, but they're not all on at the same time. They're not all drawing energy.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the houses, and he is closed down this year, and that would be Jim's house up in Windsor. He was also a contestant on the light fight a couple of years ago. He's got the gingerbread house, and his utility bill was very, very high. We have a person down here in the San Francisco Bay Area who's got over 500,000 lights, and he has told people that I will be happy to show you my utility bill if you agree to pay it.
Hey, we got to run. Alex, so, it was really delightful. Ellie, had one more question.
I was going to say, if somebody can enter their own home on your website, they just go to the CaliforniaChristmasLights.com?
That's correct. And then the top navigation bar, they'll find a link that says submit a house.
Right.
It's very important to read through the rules. I've got a lot of criteria on how to send me pictures, the sizing of the pictures, and to accurately describe the display. A picture, as you know in your industry, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So what you send to me is going to be my first and perhaps the only time that I'll ever look at your display and perhaps even on the spot decide whether or not it's going to be on the house.
Cool.
Realistically, one out of about 15 or 20 houses actually ever makes the website.
Wow, cool. Well, look, hey, Alex, have a great holiday yourself and
yeah,
enjoy your lights and everybody else's lights. We really appreciate
Alrighty.
You doing
yeah,
this. It's
thanks
a great
for putting
service.
This together. It's great.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. So that's, we're going to go to the news?
No, just take a break.
We're going to take a break.
We take a little break, come
news.
Back more with
the
real estate. I have Otto Kobler up next, talking about the
talking
new conforming loan limits and all the good stuff right back after these words.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Steve Kerr, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with convictions. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Cloudy skies today, topping out at just 57 degrees, 55 on the coast. Overcast tonight, low 43, 44 on the shores. Mostly cloudy for Monday at 56, 55 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, overcast with a chance of rain at 55 inland and on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Yes, hopefully you could be at a home before this Christmas. It'd be nice if you had an escrow that was closing in the next probably week or so.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me, I do have one, a listing that is closing. It was supposed to close this week. It is now closing on the 23rd.
Yeah, we have another one that's closing on Wednesday, so...
Yeah, nice. So we do have a few that
so
are
people are
be
getting
in a
into a home before Christmas, and hopefully they did it with the services of our next guest. That's Otto Kobler of Summit Funding. Good morning, Otto.
Good morning, Michael and Allison.
Good
how
morning,
are you?
Otto.
We're
good.
Terrific. How are
do
you?
Do you have some loans? Some people getting into homes before Christmas?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Lots, huh?
It's funny how fun it is to get it done before Christmas, too. You know, everybody's
nice.
Excited about it.
Yeah. So we had a little bit of changes coming forth, from the government, and there's been a change in the loan limits. So what does that mean to us? Because we're not really like the high price spread. That's like Marin County in San Francisco. So we're kind of an outlier. So
we're a mid-high price.
Yeah, we're kind of a mid-high price. So tell us what's going on with that and what it means to anybody.
So so the big news on it is once a year, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and then subsequently FHA look at the loan limits, the maximum loan limits that they're allowing for each county in the country. And we haven't had a loan increase or an increase in the loan limit, in the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan limit, for I think it's at least 10, it might have been 12 years now. It's been a long time.
Wow.
Of course, we had the run-up in prices and then the declination in prices, and now prices are back up. Almost, at least in our county, almost back to where they were. Not quite. When you head south, it's all higher everywhere. Yeah. Marin, San Francisco, Santa Clara, Contra Costa, Alameda counties are all higher than they were at the peak last time. So,
wow.
So we got a nice bump in the maximum loan limit that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac allow. So we were $554,300. Now the ceiling is elevated to $595,700 for a single family home, and that's for what we call the conforming high balance. They also raised the standard conforming limit. It went from $417,000 up to $424,000. So the high cost limit. Up to 595. That's really a nice thing, because, well, I'll just go on. So the two of them did that. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac raised both their base loan limit from 417,000 to 424. That's a nice little bump. The big jump was on the conforming high balance loan limit up to 595, and then FHA followed suit just at the beginning of this month. They elevated theirs. They match what's going on, and so we have FHA up to $595,000 also.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because you had mentioned about, like it's a little meaningless in Marin and San Francisco and San Mateo counties, because, we cross the border into Marin and and the median price doubles, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so they raise it $50,000, the loan limit $50,000. It's a little less meaningless, but it's it doesn't mean. But for us, it's a big deal. I'm super excited about this because, I run into this all the time. There's like this perception that if you're a high cost county, or you're buying a $550,000 or now $595,000 house, you have all the money in the world.
And we all know that's not true.
That ain't true. That ain't true. No. So, I see that since I work with people with mortgages, it's the people who don't have the all cash. And so all the time, everybody's struggling to scrape together enough money for a down payment. So whether it's FHA, just the little 3.5% down payment, or Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with the 5% down payment amounts, it's nice because it elevates people's borrowing ability. It helps. It's going to help a bunch of people.
Sure.
So Otto, can you just explain to the person that doesn't get it, why does it make a difference that you could stay in a conforming rather than going into a jumbo?
So we've had this kind of strange thing going on for the last 3 years or so, where jumbo interest rates have actually been a little bit better than conforming interest rates.
Right.
But normally that's not the case, and we're starting to go back to a more normal market. So we'll see jumbo rates elevate higher at some point than they are right now.
Okay.
But the big thing really comes down to this is underwriting guidelines for jumbo loans are much stricter than they are for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and then FHA. They're much more cumbersome.
Okay.
Like somebody borrowing $600,000, the cash reserves. So $600,000 is only $5,000 above the Fannie Mae limit of $595,000. But all of a sudden, you have to have a minimum of 6 months reserves. So if your mortgage, let's say your mortgage payments, I'm just taking a number, $5,000, you have to have a minimum of $30,000 after you bought a house.
Sure.
And
on top of that's on top of your down payment, your closing costs, and everything else to live.
Right. And, okay. And that's just one of the guideline differences. So, and it can very quickly escalate. You know, like on some jumbo loans, it's 18 months worth of cash reserves.
Holy cow! Yeah.
And so it's like, oh wow. You
know? I know. And is there a bigger down payment required in jumbo?
Yeah. Jumbo requires 10% down payment.
Okay, and conventional.
That's still pretty good. I mean, what rate are we talking about on that number?
Jumbo loans are right around 4.25-ish.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you know, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, as we have.
Yep.
You know, and to get that kind of rate for that amount of money is
still really good.
It's still a heck of a deal.
No, you know, with the interest rate increase that occurred. Right after the election, which the elections surprised everybody, including the interest rate market. And so rates went up, and that first batch of people coming through, and it was about like 0.5% higher in interest rate, they were all crying. And it was like, honestly, really, it's 4.25, 4.375. It's not that bad.
Really?
It's
real. And the payment can't be all that dramatically more, you know. But it's just like this, that perceived value.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I could have had 4, and now I got 4.25. You know, well, you know,
right.
Yeah,
it's not that much.
A month more or something.
So the thing people need to realize. So first time home buyers, why should they get excited about this?
Well, what it means, and honestly, it's not just the first time home buyer. You know, we've got that group that bought at the top of the market in 2006-07, and now we're back there, so they've got some equity but not a ton of it. So it's the fact that you can actually come in and still get these crazy low interest rates for and be able to do it with a low down payment. So again, 3.5% on FHA, conventional on conventional, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, it's 5% down.
Yeah.
And you can do that up to $595,000.
Right. Now, has that gone into effect yet, or is that at the beginning of the year?
Technically, it goes into effect the beginning of the year, but all the lenders are...
Yeah, locking it in now, probably.
Yeah, exactly. We're all locking it in at the $595,000.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So somebody that's looking now can take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
So FHA is $595,000. Now, we all know about FHA. It's 3.5% down. You know, they look at things a little differently than perhaps the conforming loans. Is that still the case?
Yeah, absolutely. So FHA is super forgiving on credit score. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the conventional stuff, when you're above the $424,000 loan limit, it's a little persnickety when it comes to the credit score. They'll approve the loan. But they start, we call them hits. So they start doing little add-ons for your credit score is below, you know, 690 or is below 680. And the add-ons can be pretty substantial. So FHA is just a super great program. You know, and of course there's a little extra homework that goes with it. And listing agents and sellers generally don't like FHA. If they've got a choice to go in a different direction, they usually will. So I've got to, you know, I have to help sell that. That it's done. But if they can go conventional, you go conventional. But if you have to go FHA, you just go FHA. It's okay. So.
Right.
Yeah. Now we've taken and Otto does a great thing for realtors. He has what he calls his lunch and learns, and he kind of keeps us up to date on what's going on in the marketplace. And we were talking about FICO scores versus buying a car, getting furniture, versus FICO scores buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little difference in that.
Well, so there's literally 4 different credit scores, and there's models for the different credit scores. So if somebody's got, like a lot of the credit cards will give you your credit score when they send you your monthly bill, or you go on freecreditreport.com or whatever, the Credit Karma, all of those things, that's a different credit score than the credit score you get for a car loan or a credit card or a mortgage. There's 4 different models that'll have 4 different credit scores, and they'll be very different. You know, I once had a guy He just qualified for a car loan, and he signed on his paperwork. They showed him his credit score, and he and his girlfriend ran to my office.
We want to buy a house.
Give me pre-approved. My credit score is X, and he showed it to me, and I was like, okay. And we ran it, and when I pulled up his credit score, it was rough. It was really,
really,
So he went from like a 703 to it was like a 583 on a mortgage credit score.
Holy Toledo!
Yeah.
People don't realize that. You know, they think they look at their FICO scores. They go, "Look at me!" You know,
and
I always tell them, "Yeah, but then you got to talk to the lenders, and they have a different rating system altogether."
Are we gonna?
Can you stick around for another segment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to come back and talk about the credit repair that you do to get people's FICO scores back up.
That's exactly what I was going to ask
great
you.
Minds
Boy,
think
we're
alike.
On the same page today.
So we're going to take a break and come back with Otto. He's going to tell you how you can get that FICO score kicked up in a relatively short time to qualify for perhaps a better loan. We'll be right back after these words. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
We're on the Listen to the Real Estate Hour right back after these words.
Golden State Warriors Play-by-Play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Should you be addressing one of those questions you're afraid to ask? Is my retirement plan in good shape or am I in trouble? With people living longer and longer these days, what is the best plan for you to not outlive your retirement income? Local financial advisor Pat Petucci will discuss questions like those and other timely financial issues as he hosts Your Financial Life every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, here on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back in morning. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. Just a special alert, next weekend.
That's the last
show of the year, probably.
Because
the 25th, right? And we're not going to be
here. Yeah, we've decided we're probably not going
so
to be here.
So next week, we're going to talk about, see the movie beforehand, because we have the board game for The Christmas Story.
Yes.
So we're going to award three cash prizes.
Well, we haven't decided yet what they're going to be.
Yeah. But they're going to be good stuff.
They'll be nice.
Okay, so stay tuned next Sunday, guys.
So watch that Christmas story. I saw
Wonderful Life last night. I'm sure you'll be able to see Christmas Story someplace.
And okay, there's some tough ones.
And
on
tough
here.
Questions. We have Otto Kobler on the line. Good morning, once again, Otto.
Hi, Michael. Allison.
Hi,
so
Otto.
You're the give us your title over there at Summit.
So I'm the branch manager and senior loan officer at Summit Funding here in Santa Rosa. I'll just give you my phone number.
Sure.
It's 707-522-6300. And we're just west of Cottingtown on North Dutton Avenue.
Right, right. And so we were talking about FICO scores and how much they mean to somebody, you know, getting a loan. Obviously, the higher FICO score you're going to get, the better, hopefully, rate you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But,
yes. And the ability to actually get a loan altogether.
Exactly. And then we talked about how people, like, say, get their FICO scores by going to FICOscore.com or whatever the heck it is. And when they buy furniture, and the guy says, look at you. And you go, wow, what a FICO. Like you said, these friends of yours who called you and said, I got a 720. And it turns out they had a 502. So how do they, in 502? Two, that must be a Freudian split. Is that drunk driving 502?
I wouldn't know.
Had that flashback game. That's years ago flashback. Anyway, so but we're talking, and what auto does, and it's, I think every lender should do this. If we refer auto a client, we expect auto to say, okay, fine, you can't qualify today, but if you do the following, you know, maybe in 6 months to a year, we can get you into a home. So, but you have a special program, you guys. Tell us about how you use that.
Okay, so the one of the credit reporting companies that we work with provides this thing called a credit score simulator. And holy smokes, has that thing gotten even better lately? They just did an upgrade to it. And so when we run a mortgage credit report, and it's got to be a mortgage credit report, not one of the other ones, because this allows us, first of all, it analyzes the data differently, and then with the simulator, then I can literally go in and do actual what-if situations. And the what-if situations are, okay, let's pay down some debt, or let's rearrange some debt, or let's open up another credit account. Like, you wouldn't think, oh, open up another credit account would help, but it does. And so it allows me to sit there with the client in that moment and go, okay, we need to get the credit score up to here. So in the mortgage world, we have thresholds on credit scores. So the big thresholds are 620, well, 580, 620, 640, 680, 720, that progression. If you're below 620, you can't do a conventional loan. If you're below 580, you can't do an FHA loan. And if you're below 680 on a credit score, you get, if it's conventional, you start paying a lot more for the interest rate because they don't like that. So you're absolutely right. A higher credit score is always something to strive for. So I'll pull the credit report, then we'll go into the simulator and go, okay, let's dissect this and see where we can pick up some extra points. Because honestly, it's so infuriating. If you're a 619 credit score and the Holy Land is 620, right? and you're like, oh, what do I need to do to get there? And so, like, okay, let's go in and look. Hey, do this little thing. So everybody, it's so interesting. People come into my office and they're telling me, oh, you know, I know this is the rule and that's the rule and that's the rule for credit scores. It's like, no. Honestly, I know because I can play with this thing and input little things. Like people say, well, you've got to pay your bill, you know, pay the bill on time. Yes, you do. But the best thing is to, here's a little trick. If you want to enhance your credit score, have your credit card balances at, the magical number is 10% or less, but right. Not zero.
Right.
Zero doesn't help all that much.
Interesting.
And,
so pay it down to 10% of your limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So if you got a $1,000 credit card, your balance, and this is only when you're in the shopping mode, like you're buying a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you pay your balance, get your balance down to no higher than $100. And then that enhances your credit score the most.
So how long does it take to get that score to kick up? So say you went back, say you had all these credit cards, and you spent 3 months knocking them down to that 10% level. When that is done, does it take another 3 months for that to come up in the FICO scores?
No, not at all. So there's two different ways to do it. One is, it's the billing cycle date is the date that the credit card companies report to the credit agencies. So when they send you the bill, that's the number that they tell the credit agency you owe. My wife and I are the kind of people, we use credit cards for everything and then pay off the balance when the bill comes and then do the same thing each month. But if I'm going to refinance, what I would do is go online and pay my bill before the billing date, the closing date, and then that way when they announce, you know, they send up the information, the balance is already paid down. Little tricks like that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yeah. So how long does it take somebody to get their FICO up? Say somebody went from, would it take 3 months, 6 months, or what's your experience in that?
Well, there's some very simple things. Credit card balances deeply affect credit score, and those are super easy to pay them down and get a credit score elevation in 30 days or less.
Oh, great.
So you can, you know, time it to the billing cycle, pay it, or you can, if somebody's in a transaction, then we can do a rescore on it. A rescore usually takes about two weeks to get it all complete, and it's a little bit of a headache for the homeowner or the buyer, but because they've got to communicate, they've got to do a three-way call with the credit repository, themselves, and the credit card company to get the data updated and then rescored.
Interesting, but, huh? Hmm. Yeah. Well, so there are always, and there's hope for a lot of people. So what we want you to do, if you have any questions regarding, you know, how to qualify for a property, obviously give Otto a call. But if you're having issues, say, with your credit score and you think you can't buy a home, call Otto. And the nice thing about what Otto does is he's going to show you how you can get there.
Yeah.
And that's what the Real Estate Hour is all about. So, Otto, we thank you for coming on here.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Give us your phone number one more time.
Sure. Again, it's 707-522-6300.
Great. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you Tuesday in your usual Christmas garb.
Absolutely. We're having the party this Christmas.
You got it. All right, all. Nice talking, everybody. Have a good Sunday.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Otto Kobler Summit Funding.
Yeah.
He's always real helpful. And it's nice that he won't just turn you away and go, no, forget it. You can't buy a house. He'll work with you and help you get it really done.
Interesting. You know, people talk all the time about, oh, my FICOscore.com or whatever it is. And then you realize when you go to the lender, it's a totally different rating system. So you got to be careful with that, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, you may be telling your agent, yeah, my FICO score is like 740 and I'm cool. And your agent's getting all excited. Then you go talk to Otto and he goes, you're like, you know,
yeah.
Like 540.
Well, it's that whole, you know, this age of instant information everywhere. Same with, you know, what's my home worth? What's this medical condition I have? I mean, all this stuff, we just go online and think we can figure it out on our own, and we can't.
But the cool thing about it is that Otto can show you how you can use that same system to work to your advantage.
Absolutely. So do we have time for a Christmas story?
No, because I'm going to finish talking about the market because I never did that.
So what tease we are.
Yeah, what a tease we are.
So brush up on your Christmas story stuff and wait till next week. And we'll be doing Christmas story trivia because our favorite movie is A Christmas Story.
We'll probably do a whole couple of segments on that. So, you know, Otto was talking about loans, Allie. I just used the sales for November, which were about 390.
Uh-huh.
And out of that, cash was about 23.5%.
Yeah, so it's gone down because it was about a third.
It was a third at one time. It's gone down. VA is only 16 loans were made for VA. FHA only 36.
Interesting.
All right, yeah, very interesting. So, but the conventional is 244. So you can see conventional is the big deal. Cash and conventional are still the big, you know, modes where people, you know, buy property.
Yeah.
And that's very kind of cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because the conventional, you don't have to have that mortgage insurance. You've got, you know, there's some better things than FHA, but FHA is great if you have some credit flaws or you need to borrow funds. Oh, I was going to ask Otto about the gifted funds. You know, you can hear we're talking about Christmas. We're in the holidays. What do you want for Christmas? How about a down payment or help with a down payment? And with FHA, especially, and there may be some other programs that Otto can tell you about, where you can actually bring in some gifted funds. So,
yeah.
That's nice.
So right now, Allie and I were talking about previously in the first couple of segments about homes on the market. This is really the time where not many homes are on the market. So if you're a seller, all right, that means there's still a lot of buyers, like Allie was saying. That's
every day we pull it up and say, okay, what new came on?
So a great time if you're a seller to maybe consider putting it on the market. Matter of fact, we're going to go talk to some folks right after the show about doing just that.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break. No, we're not.
We're just going to take a week-long break.
Take a week-long break. But next week, we're going to be talking about the Christmas story. So bone up on things.
We have a little bit of real estate, the actual
board game, which our good listener Renee brought to us a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So we're going to be using the trivia out of that. And it's... they're kind of tough.
There's some tough ones in here.
But who was the villain? What was his name? That's the first one I always ask. The greatest name ever for a villain.
Yeah.
You know who it is. Say. Don't say it. No.
Okay.
Next week. We'll see you next week. This is Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
And we'll see you next week on the Real Estate Hour. Happy holidays to one and all.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman Team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.